Greg Buxton in Washington. Multiple deaths are reported in the North Carolina crash of a business jet connected to a retired NASCAR driver.
A business jet with six people aboard crashed and exploded into flames Thursday morning at Statesville Regional Airport in North Carolina. Airport manager John Ferguson, courtesy WSOC.
The FAA arrived about 12 o'clock today. They're taking over the scene. They're taking over the investigation.
The airport north of Charlotte serves Fortune 500 companies and NASCAR teams. And flight records show the Cessna was registered to a company run by retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle. The plane took off from Statesville with a flight plan bound for Florida and then the Bahamas, but then returned 10 minutes later before attempting to land. Video from the scene shows first responders rushing onto the runway as flames burned near scattered wreckage. I'm Jennifer King.
Police are investigating a connection between the mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor 2 days later. The shooting at Brown on Saturday killed two students and wounded nine others. The attacker got away. President Trump has signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. However, the change won't legalize recreational use nationwide.
It doesn't legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug. It has nothing to do with it. Just as the prescription painkillers may have legitimate uses, but can also do irreversible damage.
Inflation eased a bit last month. The Labor Department reported today that the Consumer Price Index was 2.7% in November, and that was less than expected. Stocks rose after that report, with the NASDAQ jumping 313 points. That was good for a 1.3% gain. This is SRN News. Abortion activists want you to watch the procedure on TV, as we hear from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The annual Abortion On-Screen report finds that the number of times the procedure is depicted or as part of a storyline in mainstream television shows or on streaming platforms is down. In fact, there were 66 abortion storylines across the programming landscape in 2024, down from the year before. The Abortion On-Screen report also complains that not enough TV characters are using abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Members of the European Parliament are discussing growing anti-Christian violence and bigotry in South Asia, especially in India. An official with Alliance Defending Freedom International testified at the meeting, saying Christians in India are punished not for wrongdoing, but for simply gathering, praying, or helping their neighbors. Religious freedom advocates are urging European nations to take action. This is SRN News. New York's governor says she has reached a deal with state lawmakers to legalize medically assisted suicide.
In an op-ed in the Albany Times-Union Wednesday, Hochul said she supports the proposal, but has made a deal with lawmakers to include guardrails in the measure before she signs it into law. Hochul, a Catholic, said she came to the decision after hearing from New Yorkers in the throes of pain and suffering, as well as their children, while also considering opposition from individuals of many faiths who believe that deliberately shortening one's life violates the sanctity of life. Julie Walker, New York.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage edged lower this week, staying relatively close to its low for the year. The decline brings the average rate to 6.21%. The 15-year mortgage rate currently stands at 5.47%. More details at srnnews.com.